Hello and welcome. You got to tune to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Jasper. This is Listening Party, the show brought to you by the music department here at CITR, our favorite singles from the last 2 weeks. I recently discovered that the show is on Spotify, and that you can find all the episodes on Spotify. I had no idea. I probably should have known that. I'm sure it's on other places too, like Apple Music and stuff, or wherever folks listen to podcasts. I listen to podcasts on Spotify. I don't know if other people do as well, but you can find it. It's hard to find. It took me a while to find it, and it's my show, but it's there, so check it out. If you wanna go back in time and listen to old episodes of this clumsy little radio show that I do here at CITR. Well, today's gonna be fun. I'm really, really into the playlist I have today. Starting off with an artist called OK Kaya, who started making demos during quarantine from her apartment in Copenhagen, Denmark, and it turned into a full record, and it's quite a lovely collection of songs on this record. It is called, Surviving is the New Living, which is, you know, I think we can all relate to that right now. This song is the opening track from this record. It's called Comic Sans, everybody's favorite joke font. Really, really conjures Annie Clark, aka St. Vincent, like early St. Vincent kind of vocal performance. Even lyrically, it's really Annie Clark. Like, there's this line, "If acceptance is key, I'm here waiting for the locksmith." Like, to me, that's so St. Vincent. And the question of the chorus is so great. Am I better off being worse without you? What a question. Okay. Well, without further ado, this is Comic Sans by OK Kaya.
Since you've been gone, everything's in Comic Sans. Everything's funny wrong since you've been gone. Can't go on. If acceptance is key, I'm here waiting for the locksmith. Am I better off
That's pretty, hey. What a nice song. What a nice recording. It's an artist. Goes by the name of Lomelda. Real name is Hannah Reed. That song is called Hannah's Son, and the album, which is coming out, is called Hannah. There's a lot of Hannah going around. They're from a place called Silsby, Texas, and they've released 3 singles from this upcoming record, and they're great. They're on, go check them out. I have the full album. I have not listened to the full album. From what I understand from my research, it was recorded 3 times. I believe Hannah's brother has a studio, and so they made the record 3 times before they felt it was finished. And wow, do I like that song. I just love the delivery, mostly, from Hannah, the vocal delivery and the way the acoustic guitar was treated, all the space. I love the synthesizer sound that they got and the way it just kind of flutters around. Really nice stuff. For that, you heard Comic Sans by OK Kaya. Probably my favorite record of the week is that record. Surviving is the New Living. Go check it out. It is out now. Okay, we are going to Brooklyn, New York. A band called Holy Hive has released a record called Float Back to You. And This song is called You Will Always Be By My Side Forever, which I think is a great title. It's not often you hear the words always and forever in the same sentence. It's perhaps redundant. I don't know. They're kind of like they're a trio. I call it pop, but it's definitely informed by like classic R&B and soul. And this track is just beautifully recorded. It has a really, really lovely saxophone moment at the end that I'm particularly fond of. So enjoy. This is Holy Hive. You Will Always Be By My Side.
Nothing is real, we in the hills, on foot on wheels. You in your fields, we in the building, we in here building. We stacking ass up like Legos. All of my niggas is Meglo. I'm pumping that petrol, and business is booming like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
nothing is real. We in the hills, on foot on wheels. You in your fields, we in the building. We in here building, we stacking ass up like Legos. All of my niggas is Meglo. I'm pumping that petrol, and business is booming like Tesco. Yeah. Jump out the coop, fresher than you. Shitting on niggas like poopity scoop. Boy, I'm the truth. What they gon' do? Can't fuck with the team, no, yo, we outta you. Love the all polyamorous, except for the glamorous. No ice on our wrist, we eat the rich. Brain so good, I flip the whip. So I set sail, see a semiotic, saw a sailor sinking, thinking he was walking on the waves, saying he could save, seeking souls, really. He the one he need to save. Threw the bull of rope, pulled him on the boat, gave him breath again till we slowly woke. Kissed him on his lips, then I stood and cried. This ain't rock and roll, this is patricide. Niggas is Meglo. I'm pumping that petrol, and business is booming like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing is real. We in the hills, on foot on wheels. You in your fields, we in the building. We in here building, we stacking ass up like Legos. All of my niggas is Meglo. I'm pumping that petrol, and business is booming like, yeah, yeah, yeah. They cutting fun and locking up children and banning books. While I'm popping bottles with dope boys that bottom till we shoot our babies like Sandy Hook. No truth to be found anywhere we look. Can't be fucked with any bloke. Russian bust like King Marble, these all comes and bitch, I know all of my exodus. All of my haters get X and O's. All of my mixes on X and Co. All this side is starving, we go to heart of good deed when we feed them these decibels. Easy. Easy is making the mill off a mill that you cut from a wheel. You can hold numbers on billboard or get voted POTUS. No, I do not fuck with you still. Facing all many realities. Even before this analogy, I'ma keep poking these niggas. Stay woken these niggas until they raise my mama's salary.
I just love this piano lick so much.
Simulation.
So good. Yeah. It's an artist that goes by the name of Naeem, and it features Swamp Dogg and Justin Vernon, who is more widely known as Bon Iver. Song's called Simulation. It's a record called Startesia, which is out now. It's very experimental, genre-bending record. Hard to classify. Can't really do it for you here, but it's great. Yeah, go check it out. It was produced by, I think it was produced by Justin Vernon. Not too sure. If you don't know who Swamp Dogg is, Swamp Dogg was sort of the voice that was doing the singing, the sort of soulful singing in the background. Swamp Dogg's he's been at it since the 70s. He, you know, makes soul and R&B music. And he put out a record this year called Sorry You Couldn't Make It, which is awesome. It's just like, it has a real classic sound. Go check that one out too. Swamp Dogg is very cool. Before that, you heard Holy Hive, You Will Always Be By My Side. Okay, moving right along. Last week we did a lot of music, or not last week, but the week before, we did a lot of jammy instrumental music. And this week I wanted to do more like pop focused songs, more structure. Not so much this next song by an artist named Duval Thomas. It's called Help. This is a really interesting, character here. Here, I'm going to read you a little bit from his press release that tells you a bit about Duval Thomas. The record's called Help. Quote, Duval Thomas is a multidisciplinary artist whose practice is centered around color and involves the use of music, photography, textiles, painting, sculpture, design, cooking, and video. In between delivering a celebrated cookbook for Penguin Books and an interactive installation at the Tate Modern Turbine Hall, Duval makes music, which is sampled by the likes of Solange and Loyal Carner. Anywho, I just loved seeing cooking in there. You know, you don't hear a lot of, it's not like a discipline that's really that intersects with like music very often in my experience. But Duval Thomas's record, which is called Help, is a really interesting piece of music. It's really grounded in like jazz piano, but then it's sort of spliced and sampled and cut up, and there's moments of like Frank Ocean sort of studio artiness in it, and it's a really interesting piece of music. I've enjoyed it so far, and we're going to hear the opening song, which is called Next Tomorrow. Here it is, Duval Timothy. I've been saying Duval Thomas. Duval Timothy. Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Metal Radio, bringing you the best metal for over 30 years on CITR. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Sabbath with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
Hey. You're back on ZITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. I'm Jasper, it's Listening Party. The last song you heard was Eves Jarvis. Love Eves Jarvis. Song's called Four Props. He's got a new record coming out, Sundry Rock Song Stock. That's the name of the record, September 25th via Flemish Eye Records, which I believe is based out of Calgary, Alberta. Yeah, Eves, man. Good stuff. I think there's a couple singles floating around right now, but that is my favorite one, Four Props. Yeah, keep your ears open for some more Eves Jarvis. Okay, we are going to come back to Vancouver now. Elastic Stars, formerly known as Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars. This is Colin Cowan's new record, which is called Music with a Z and a K, spelled M-U-Z-I-K. It's wacky, man. This is a wacky record. It's like very psychedelic, very much very analog tape sounding. It sounds kind of like the Beatles when they were tripping a lot. That kind of thing. There's definitely a lot of John Lennon getting channeled here, and I Am the Walrus kind of moods and sounds. But yeah, it's a fun record. I've enjoyed it. So we're gonna hear a song called Time by Elastic Stars.
I
Daniel Romano. So, hey, yeah, Daniel Romano hailing from Welland, Ontario. Man, I don't know if you've been following along with old Dan this summer, but he has been releasing music at an insane rate. Like, I'm looking at his band, and it's only on the Bandcamp page. You can't go to Spotify or anything. So, let's see. There's Visions. These are all albums. Visions of the Higher Dream, which came out in March. Super Pollen, April. Content to Point the Way, that's April. Okay Wow, which is a live record he did with his band The Outfit, that was May. Another album in May, Forever Love's Fool, I think that was an EP. Then we got Spider Bite, which also came out in May, which was more of like an Ancient Shapes record. And then we got Dandelion, which also came out in May, which is what we just heard. We heard Silent Spring from Dandelion. And then July, he's just released another record called A Splendor of the Heart, which is like, it's like a folk trio album. It's really beautiful. I can't really recall who he collaborated with on this. Oh, here we go. Someone named Kelly Sloan and someone named David Nardi. So it's a really, really chimey and bright and harmonious folk record. Whereas Dandelion, the one we just heard, really has more of that like super sunny and saturated 60s pop sound that I really love, that Daniel Romano does so well, that he did on his great record, Modern Pressure, which I really, really love. Anywho, I don't know when he finds time to eat and sleep, but I bet there's more records coming out from Daniel Romano this summer, who knows. So, yeah, go spend some time with it. My favorite is, this one, Dandelion. Really, really lovely record. Okay, I'll stop talking. We are going to Edmonton next. Edmonton, the band Wares, whose new record, Survival, is, of course, Polaris longlisted this year. A song called Tall Girl, which really conjures, like, Smashing Pumpkins or like, the more poppy side of the Pixies for me. I really, really dig this song. I hope you do too.
To define.
Yeah, what a great song. Whoa. That's, excuse me. Whoa. Whoops. That was Tall Girl by Wares. It's just awesome. I don't know what to say about it. You know, great tune. Okay, you heard what we're doing next. A song called Money by Widowspeak. Widowspeak's new record's called Plum. It's out now. Very cool. It's a very, very, like, very clean and bright and sort of straight ahead kind of light rock record, let's say. It really reminds me, it has like the clarity and laid backness of a Real Estate record. And then it also kind of captures that like droney jamminess of Deer Hunter. Let me know if you think I'm right. This is Money by Widowspeak.
Thank you. think it's gonna be all right. Cause I know in my heart it's gonna be
last tune was an artist named John and the Lost Cause. Song was called Mama. Record is called Casual Fitness, and it comes from Calgary, Alberta. An artist named Bennett Mitchell really reminds me of like Grizzly Bear, Daniel Rosin, and like the Department of Eagles. Did you ever listen to that Department of Eagles stuff? That vocal performance, you know, it's so like grandiose and I don't know what the word is, but that's where my mind went. It's an interesting record. I haven't spent a ton of time with it, but that song really grabbed me when I first heard it. I love the guitar solo in the middle, and then I love how it all just falls apart, and then Bennett just kind of just brings it home. I don't know what else to say. Well, that's the show for the week. Thank you so much for listening to the show. It's nice spending time with you on the radio and sharing music with you, whoever you are. My name is Jasper. You've been listening to Listening Party. And it's coming at you every other week, Thursday at 4 o'clock. I gotta go. I hope you're great. Take care of yourself. Take care of your friends. Take care of people you don't know. Just be kind and take care of yourselves, okay? I'll talk to you soon.